There is no such thing as a typical portrait session for photographer David Jay when women participate in the Scar Project. Standing before his camera, bearing their hearts, souls, and scars where their amputated breasts once were. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. But why would a woman want to be photographed after a mastectomy and participate in an exhibit and book? Is there something about going quite public with this highly personal, intimate experience that promotes healing or simply helps women to come to terms with their new reality? Well, those are the questions I asked of David Jay.
Hello, Chris. Thank you very much for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Before we get into the history and certainly the inspiration for the Scar Project, what is the Scar Project?
At least superficially, an awareness campaign for young women's breast cancer. It is a series of large-scale portraits of young women, the youngest being 17, I think, and the oldest being approximately 35. They are nudes from the waist up, and they're a very a somewhat confronting series where the viewer is able to see the reality of what's happened to these women as they've battled with breast cancer, including the mastectomy, often reconstruction, etc.
You know, I was initially inspired to do this because I remembered a famous cover of the New York Times magazine about 10 years ago, I believe, of a woman, a performance artist, who had had a single mastectomy, who bared her scar. At that time, that was a rather shocking photograph. And subsequently, you know, over the years, photographers like Annie Leibovitz have photographed, in her case, Susan Sontag, her companion, dying. These are very poignant moments in people's lives. Is it difficult for you as a photographer to confront women who are standing before you naked or certainly half naked, without breasts, with scars?
It's funny. People often ask me if it's difficult for me, and I just think, no, I'm very fortunate. I feel blessed that I get an opportunity to take their picture, and secondly, I get to take my camera and walk away after the portrait is done, and they don't. I find it's a beautiful moment to engage with them in this very kind of intimate setting, in this quite intimate moment in their life, actually.
You know, saying yes to a photo session with you is one thing, but the moment of truth occurs when the subject decides to take off her robe or top to reveal the scars or the results of medical procedures. What is that like for women?
Yeah, I think that's a really important moment for them. I think they decide to have their portrait taken for numerous reasons. And one of them, I think, is that moment when they decide that I'm not going to hide anymore. I'm not going to be embarrassed. This is who I am now. This is how I look now, and I'm okay with that.
You know, it's interesting that you should mention that. There is a woman by the name of Bethany Hamilton whose life was immortalized in a film called Soul Surfer. She had her left arm ripped off by a shark, and now when she appears on stage, and I'll tell you where this is going in just a moment, she frequently wears a sleeveless dress to show her stub. On the other hand, there was a woman in Seattle by the name of Judy Jakes who had a double mastectomy and decided to go swimming at the city pool only wearing her bottoms, on the theory that she really wasn't topless because she wasn't exposing her breasts because she didn't have breasts. I have this feeling, and I'd like you to confirm this, that, you know, we're dealing with a different kind of female consciousness these days, where disabled and people with atypical appearances, anomalous appearances, are very candid about who they are, and frankly, they don't mind bearing their souls, and to some extent, from an activist standpoint, getting in your face. What do you think about that?
Yes, I think in many cases that's true. I think you're also exposed to a segment of the population where you actually see this type of activism, this type of candidness. But I can say that the reality is that for every woman that is in this situation, for every woman that is open to having her photograph taken, exposed completely, there is probably another 1,000 women that are not open to have their photograph taken. It's so beautiful. I get thousands of just the most beautiful emails from all over the world from women, and so many saying, gosh, I so respect what these other women have done. I wish I was brave enough to offer myself to be a subject.
Well, you know, more than a photographer, David J. And by the way, what is your website? How can people learn more about the SCAR Project?
Yes, thank you. You can find the SCAR Project at www.thescarproject.org. And there's also a Facebook page if you just look up the SCAR Project.
You know, more than a photographer, you're really a permission giver. You are showing photographs of women who have made a very difficult, very, very bold decision to move forward and have their photograph taken by you. But at the same time, they are giving permission and license to other women to view themselves differently. Is that a fair interpretation on my part?
That's a very astute and accurate interpretation of what's going on. There's so many reasons why women want to participate in the SCAR Project, and that's a really accurate description of one of them. These women want other women to see this as well and be okay with it and not perhaps suffer through it the way that they did before they have come to terms with it, if they have.
How do you tactfully ask a woman to remove their garments because this is it?
Well, you know, I found it just to have a bit of humor throughout the whole thing and to try to have a bit of levity while we're shooting, and I'll just say, all right, let's get naked, or something like that. And, you know,
that's
it's
a great line.
Too tense. You have to also, let me preface this by saying I've been a fashion photographer. In fact, that is my career. The SCAR Project is one of my personal projects. So I'm, as a fashion photographer, I'm quite used to having this kind of, female interaction, and I'm comfortable with their insecurities, if you will, and fears, and I think perhaps I've found a way to kind of engage them without making them feel embarrassed or nervous, and often the best way is just to have a sense of humor with it and just get right down to business.
Have you been the first person that many of these women have revealed their scars too? And I would suspect, just to not answer the question for you, that many of the women you photograph are in relationships, probably long-term committed relationships, who've never shown their scars to intimate partners. Is that a good guess on my part?
Yes, that's once again a very very astute guess, and I'll refer once again to these emails I get from all over the world, and so often they say the same thing. I'm a 20-year-old woman. I'm a 30-year-old woman. I'm a 60- or 70-year-old woman. I have breast cancer. I've had a mastectomy 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And then they often go on to say the same things, and it's rather tragic that I haven't gotten undressed in front of my husband since I had my mastectomy. And it's quite tragic that people have been living that with those feelings for so many years, most of their life, a lot of these women. And I think, and then they often, the reason they write in is they often say, you don't know me from Adam, but someone sent me the pictures to the SCAR Project, and I just want to say thank you, that it's given me a different perspective on who I am and how I can engage the world.
That's really a classic. If they can do it, I can do it too. And frankly, in the case of Judy Jakes in Seattle, I'm going to go to the swimming pool, and I'm going to swim with just my bottoms on because that is who I am, and I hope people accept me for who I am because I do too.
Yes, and I think it's a fantastic and powerful message for everyone out there that we need to accept who we are, and which is really what the SCAR Project is ultimately about, and most of the project I work on. The SCAR Project ultimately isn't about breast cancer. It's about engaging each other on a more humane level, about catalyzing a deeper sense of compassion between each other and just a little more love.
And bearing his soul is photographer David J. Thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.